This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla wa man yudlil fala hadiyalah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la syarikalah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Dear brother and sister in Islam, I'm your brother in Islam, Husseini from Al Qadim, Malaysia. Alhamdulillah, we welcome you to this program. The topic that we are going to discuss today is a topic about how to check our iman. Now, we believe strongly that all of us believe that we have iman in our heart. Now, always you must remember, when you talk about iman, you're not talking about how you look, how you dress, how you talk, but what is in your heart. That is very important. Yeah? Iman have nothing to do from here first. It comes from your heart. Now, how do you check your iman? We know in life, we do a lot of checking. In business, every day you have a checklist to check your stock, to check this, to check that. You check what is in your house, what is in your fridge. You check how much you have the money in your bank. So many things that we check. Anything goes wrong with our car, anything goes wrong with the house, immediately we send somebody to repair it. We send somebody to look after it. This is common because we love dunya more than iman. Now you know that Allah put the value of iman above any other thing. To Allah, iman is the most valuable thing. But to us, we don't put or we don't value our iman. We put a lot of value in our worldly matters. We also buy a life insurance sometimes. We put a value for our life. But we forget to put value in your iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, I'd like to share with you what Allah said, not what I say, or not what any scholar say. This is what Allah said. We are talking about the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the word of Allah. And let us see whether we are having a right iman, a sound iman, a strong iman or not. Or whether we have iman or not yet. Let us see what Allah said. Now, if you look into Surah Al-Hujurat. Surah Al-Hujurat is Surah 49. Al-Hujurat means apartment or chambers. In verses 14, Allah said, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّ قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّ قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. In chapter 49, verses 14, Allah said, the Arabs of the desert say to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who say? The Arabs, the Bedouin, not we. We don't live in that time. This is the first generation. They came to the Prophet one day and they said to the Prophet, we are believers. What do the Arabs say? That we believe. The Prophet, as human, being human, he cannot read the heart of the person. If you say you are a believer, he will say, okay. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Prophet Muhammad, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. O Muhammad, tell this Arab, they are not yet a believer. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. You see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking into the heart. Not what they say now. Tell them, Muhammad, that you Arab are not yet a believer. It is sufficient for you to say, we submit that we are Muslim. To show us there's a lot of difference. The Arabs of the desert, meaning the Bedouin, say to Prophet Muhammad, we believe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Muhammad, tell them, O Muhammad, you do not believe. It is sufficient for you to say that we are Muslim. It is sufficient for you to say, I'm a Muslim now. Because belief is something else. Islam is another thing. There's a lot of difference between Muslim and Mu'min. A Muslim and a believer. And then Allah continued, because belief has not yet penetrated your heart. Now Allah said, وَلَمَّا يَدْقُلُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. When the belief penetrate and stay in your heart, not here, not lip service, here, in your heart, then there will be a great sign. What is the signs? What is the proof that iman have entered your hearts? The proof is you become a person who always obey Allah and the Prophet ﷺ. Do we obey Allah and the Prophet? Whatever Allah said, do we say, Sami'na wa ta'na, I hear and I obey? Whatever the Prophet wants us to do, do we respond, I hear, I listen and I obey? Sami'na wa ta'na, or sami'na wa asayna. I hear, but I disobey. This is very important. Now Allah is talking about the first generation, the people in the time of the Prophet, the Arabs. Even when they came to the Prophet and say and claim that they have iman, Allah said, no. It is sufficient for you to say, I'm a Muslim, I submit to Allah now. Because iman is something very, very important, very, very great, that you must understand. And if the iman really have penetrated to our heart, then, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept everything that we do. That's why the Prophet said, La yadkhulu al-jannah, ya la yadkhuluna al-jannah hatta tu'minu. Meaning, nobody can enter paradise until he have iman. Now, once again, brother and sister, when you talk about iman, how many Muslims check their iman? We hardly check our iman. And how to check your iman? Are you going to check your iman with through the people, through the community, through your society? No. You check your iman with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this book, Al-Quran. And the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this book. This is just some example. Sahih Muslim example. The book of hadith, the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allahu Akbar, we Muslims have two different kind of book. One is what Allah said in the Quran, nothing to do with Prophet Muhammad, and the saying of Prophet Muhammad, because Allah revealed all his verses to Prophet Muhammad, and Prophet Muhammad is here to enlighten us, to explain to us more detail about our iman. Now, iman always increase and decrease. Al-Iman yazid bita'ah. Each time when you obey Allah and the saying of the Prophet, your iman increase. Wa yankus bil ma'asi. Each time you commit a sin, your iman drop. Your iman is going to decrease. Now you ask yourself, brother and sister, do you check yourself every day? Ask yourself every night before you go to bed, what have I done today? How many sins I have committed? How many good deeds I have performed? Did we do that? We hardly do that because we don't care about iman. We don't value our iman where Allah values iman more than anything else. That's why Allah wants you to do good. Allah wants you to pray, wants you to fast. Everything is to make sure that you take care of your iman. So that your iman keep sound, healthy and perfect. But we hardly respond to this because we are too busy with our dunya. But if something happened to our children, immediately we respond. Yeah? If they fall sick, but now we are very sick because our iman is very weak. But we don't bother to learn, to ask the scholars, how to strengthen my iman. We didn't ask anybody about our iman. But if you cough, you have flu, you have fever, immediately you go to a doctor and ask the doctor for advice, for some medication. But when your iman is sick, when your heart is sick, because iman is in the heart, yeah? When your iman is sick, is weak, what is the medication? Are you going to take pills, syrup? No. It's the right knowledge. The right knowledge will help to solve the weakness of the iman. How to do it? I give you a very simple example. Because we have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach us, to tell us how to check your iman. Now, I'm not going to use any human formula, not my formula, not the formula of any scholar, but it's direct from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahabba lillah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahabba lillah, wa abghada lillah, wa a'ta lillah, wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman." Meaning, whoever love for the sake of Allah, hate for the sake of Allah, give for the sake of Allah, and withhold for the sake of Allah, indeed, he have a sound iman. Whoever love for the sake of Allah, hate for the sake of Allah, give for the sake of Allah, withhold for the sake of Allah, indeed, he have a sound and perfect iman. Now, what do we understand by this beautiful saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam? Now, the Prophet is trying to tell us, we know that none of us can claim that we are better than the first generation. Because the iman that the first generation have is very solid and very pure. Not like the iman that we have is so corrupted. Now that's why the Prophet said, "Khairun nas qarni, thumma allazina yalunahum, thumma allazina yalunahum." The best generation is the people who live in my time, in the time of the Prophet, and follow up with the second generation and the third generation. After that, the Prophet stopped. That means this three generation is considered the best generation. We are not in the three generation. We are later on. So this, they are the best example for us to follow. The Prophet is trying to tell us, whoever love what Allah love. What do Allah love? We all know He loves us to do the good thing, to worship Him, to invoke Him in your prayer, to be kind to your parents, to seek knowledge, to help the poor, the needy, the orphans, to respect your neighbor, your guests. All this is the teaching that Allah loves most. Whatever the Prophet wants us to do, we do it, is the thing that Allah loves most. But how many of us try our best to follow what Allah likes us to do? We like to do a lot of things. We like to follow what people like us to do. But we hardly follow what Allah likes us to do and what Prophet Muhammad likes us to do. We do hate a lot of things. Anything that do not benefit us, we hate. People talk bad about us, we don't like. People gossip about us, people lie to us, we don't like, of course. But we forget about why people do that to us. Because we are just like them. Now, if we do what Allah wants you to do, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And if you hate what Allah hates, what Allah hates, injustice, Allah hates, arrogant, stubborn, stinginess, yeah, selfishness, saying bad word, rude, cruel, all this is the thing that Allah hates. Bad thoughts, gossiping, bad biting, drinking, gambling. There are so many things that Allah hates. But it so happened we are so naive. What Allah hates most is the thing that we love most. And one of the things that Allah don't forgive if you commit is shirk. To the extent that the Prophet ﷺ said, Man allaqa tamimatan faqad ashrak. Serious thing. Whoever tie his body around him, his wrist, his neck, with a talisman, azima, he commit shirk. Allah hates shirk. But this is something that all Muslims is involved. Most of the Muslims is involved. The Quran that Allah revealed to us is not for you to write and then you wrap it up and hang here and hang here. No. But the Quran is for you to read and act upon it and then share it with others. Spread the word of Allah. Not for you to hang here and there. Allah wants you to hang upon Him. Allahu Samad. We should hang upon Allah. But we don't hang Allah everywhere. Now everybody is hanging Allah. They get some verses of Allah, the rabbit in some place, or in a clothes, or they put in one case, and then they hang here, they hang there. It's very wrong. They shirk, and Allah hate most. But we don't hate what Allah hates. Allah don't like people to gossip about people. To the extent Allah said, وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Hellfire for people who backbite and gossip. But we love to do this. Why? And we say we are believer. How can a believer engage in things like that? We always have bad thoughts to others. Allah said, يَا يُهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِ. Or you who believe, stay away from suspicious things, doubtful things. Stay away from having bad feeling towards others. But we always have bad feeling towards others. Allah said, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى بِرِّ وَتَقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى إِسْمِ وَلَا عُدْوَانِ. Always prepare yourself to do good things and bring people close to Allah. But do not cooperate with anybody in committing sin or even support them, especially to create enemy hatred among us. And we love to do that. We are so naive, brothers. And the Prophet said, you give for the sake of Allah. What do you mean you give for the sake of Allah? They mean what Allah wants you spend in the way of Allah, in doing good things. Spend on your wife, spend on your children, on the poor and the needy and the orphans. Or you can even spend it to Peace TV. They are doing a good job. You don't spend your money wisely. You spend on yourself, buying all the things that you don't need. You involve in mubazirin. Mubazir. Innal mubazirina kanu ikhwani shayatin. Spendthrift is part of the work of shaitan. You may spend a lot for yourself. Makeup. You spend thousands of dollars just for one face, small face, you spend thousands of dollars. You spend thousands of dollars for the body. Why? You want to stay slim and look beautiful. But your iman, you forget. Your iman is so corrupted, is so full of sin, but you don't care about it. And again, the Prophet ﷺ said that, وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ. What mana'a lillah means, if anybody come to you and ask you for a favor, can you help me? But you know that he is not going to make use of your money or your car. Can you borrow your car? For me, I need to have a car. I have to go to something. But you know he's going to make use of the car to do something haram. maybe carrying a girlfriend and do haram thing in your car. Or they want to bring your car to go where? To go to a place that Allah is not happy with. To go to the bar at night. To go to the nightclub. You know they are using your car to go to this kind of... Don't let them use your car for that. But if people want to go to the malls, they want to attend classes, Islamic classes, they don't have transport, you can offer your car. That means you give for the sake of Allah, you withhold for the sake of Allah. Your children, you love your children. I believe all of us parents love our children. But do you give them things that they deserve? Do you give them things the way Allah wants you to give? Or you just spoil them? I give you one simple example. Why must you give your children a mobile phone? 10, 15 years old, they have a mobile phone. Who are they calling? They call you, you call them. They used to call their friend, they waste a lot of money, they waste time, a lot of time, playing games. They hardly talk to you. I have a case. Back home, there's a family. The wife asked me and said, "Ustaz, Sheikh Hussein, what happened? What do Islam say about when there is no communication between husband and wife?" I said, "What do you mean no communication?" "Yes. My husband have not been talking to me for a few months. And we stay in the same house. Anything he want from me, he just SMS. No more talking. Through message. Even they stay in the same house. It's husband and wife, brother and sister. You see what is happening to the Muslim? Now what is important now, let us check ourselves. Do we love for the sake of Allah? What Allah love, we love. We hate for the sake of Allah. What Allah dislike, we dislike. Even our close family is involved. Even our children is involved. But what happened? If this is something that Allah don't like, can you say, "What can I do, Ustaz? What can I do, Sheikh? It's my son, it's my daughter. But this is something, is haram." Example, I give you another example. Your children like to dress up beautifully. No problem. You can dress them up beautifully. At home, let them see and show it to your family, to the mahram. But they want to dress without the Islamic dress, not covering the aura. And then they want to go out to the street. They are going out to the shopping complex. And you support them. You are so happy to see them expose their shoulder, expose their armpit, and expose some of the skin here. What is happening? Because I'm not going to give you a handphone because it's not important for you. You are not a business person. Why do you need a handphone? I myself started to have handphone only how many years ago? Maybe about 20 years ago. Before that, we don't have any handphone. And it's not important. We use for the sake of Allah, for a good reason. فَقَدْ اسْتَقْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. Then the Prophet ends this hadith by saying, if you love for the sake of Allah, you like what Allah like, you hate for the sake of Allah, you dislike what Allah dislike, and also Allah, when Allah like, that means what Allah said, you also must love what the Prophet loved, love the Sunnah, and you must hate the Bida'ah, because the Prophet hate Bida'ah, and you must also give for the sake of Allah, how the Prophet called us to give, and withhold for the sake of Allah, how the Prophet do not support people. There was an incident, a person who is poor came to the Prophet and asked for help. But the Prophet do not just give them money, dinar or dirham. But the Prophet looked at him and said, what he can do? He's still very healthy, strong. The Prophet called him. The Prophet gave him, he called him to bring a piece of wood and he gave him the axe. So that he can make use of the axe and look for a living. It's like if a fisherman, a person who is naive, who is poor, come to you, and you know that he can fish. You can call him to bring the hook or anything, and you help him with the other thing. You don't help them with cash money or something, you spoil them. Give them what they need. and help them in the way that Allah wants you to help them. You cannot spoil them by giving money. Giving money do not help people sometimes. You spoil him. If a person is involved in drug smoking, do you give him money to buy cigarette and drug? No, no, no. I'll buy food for you. You can come, I'll give you food, no problem. This is just some example, inshallah. If you follow the right thing, the way the Prophet has said to us, love and like what Allah like, and the Prophet love and the Prophet like, hate for the sake of Allah and hate what the Prophet hate, give for the sake of Allah, with hope for the sake of Allah, the promise us, inshallah, you have a sound iman. Meaning, you have a good iman. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our iman and help us to strengthen our iman and increase our patience. And may Allah forgive all the sins we have committed. Until we see you again, inshallah. وَبِاللَّهِ تَوْفِقِي وَالْأَقْرِ دَعْوَنَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.